Okay, Tov, everyone. We're up to page 68. We're starting Simin Reish Samech Beis, the Kaddish Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch Chutzus Nekia. We have many Makoros, some from Psukim, some from Gemaras, that tell us that one has to prepare both his house physically to look nice for Shabbos and to prepare himself, his body physically, to look nice for Shabbos. We already learned earlier on that one should wash himself, take a shower before Shabbos. Today we get to other dinim. And a lot, it has to do with something that Rosh Hashanah once quoted over here in the yeshiva, B'shem Rav Soloveitchik. We were talking about over here, what's the difference between Shabbos and Yontif. Shabbos and Yontif, without getting into what Yontif's about, Shabbos, the whole idea is, we say, Boli Chal, Boli Chal, we are greeting the Shabbos Malka, the Ke'ilu, the Shabbos Malka is coming and visiting our home. Okay? Imagine you're having a melech visit your house, what you're going to make your house look like, you're going to prepare it, then it should look special for it. So therefore, every Shabbos we have the King visiting our homes for Shabbos, and therefore, we have to make this the house look appropriate for the time. Okay? As opposed to Yom Tov, when we're visiting the King in his palace, okay, so that gets separate than him. Over here, we are greeting the King in our palace. And we also know the Gemara, famous Gemara, Daf Kuf Yates, in the Sechet Shabbos, quoted over here in the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Gimel, says that we have Amru Chazan, Shnei Malachi Asharis and Milavin L'Adam Be'erev Shabbos. There are two Malachi Asharis that escort you home on Erev Shabbos and Shol, Mibesa Knesses L'Beso. Echad Tov Echad Ra, you have a good angel and a bad angel. Imagine this happening, this happens. Because I was like, this is what happens when you come in the door on Friday night. When you walk in the door and everything looks so special, the house is clean, and the beds are made, the table is set, and the candles are lit. Malach Tov Omen. The Malach Tov is going to say, Yiratzon Shebi and L'Shabbos Abba. You got a special bracha that it should happen also the next coming week. Umalach Ra Ona Amin Bal Korach. You might think it's not a big deal. When you get married, you see it is a big deal to make sure everything is ready. And set for Shabbos, it's sometimes pressure. And therefore, you have to, it's not always so easy. Okay, over here you got a bracha for the good malach. It should be like, and then you get the malach ra has to answer on me. Vim lav hula hefe chas v'sholom. If the opposite is true, the house is not ready. The candles are not lit. And you walk in the door, the house is not ready for Shabbos, chas v'sholom. Then the malach ra says, Yiratzon she'en the Shabbos abba. And the malach tov has to answer on me to the malach ra's. Okay, so we are greeting these angels, and that gets into the idea of saying Shalom Aleichem. And on Friday night, we're greeting the angels, we want to get a bracha, okay, which gets into the whole idea that's a very, very, a little bit controversial, okay, Tfilah Shalom Aleichem Malachi Ashares, because it seems to be that we are davening to the Malachi. Okay, it seems to be that we're davening to the Malachim. We don't daven to Malachim. We daven, we put our tefillahs only towards the Kaddish Baruch Hu. And therefore, there are those who don't say Shalom Aleichem at all. Mori Ravin Rav Nevinzal is one of them. He does not say Shalom Aleichem at all in his house. He says Eishes Chayil. On his way back from Shul, he says Eishes Chayil. But Shalom Aleichem, he does not say right when he walks in the door. He's very makid to bless all the children, the grandchildren, when before the corona, when they used to come to the house, he would bless all the children. At that point, we'll talk about that at a different time. But Shalom Aleichem, how can we say Shalom Aleichem? How can we be davening to the Malachim? So Rosh Hashanah Zaman, the Rebbe of our Rebbe, tells us the following Chiddush, that over here we're not really davening to the Malachim. We're asking them to fulfill their tafkid. We see over here, there's a tafkid of a good angel, even a bad angel, to come and bless us Friday night. Okay, hopefully get a good blessing and not a curse. Okay, and therefore we're asking Barchuni L'Shalom that you should give us a blessing. Okay, Barchuni L'Shalom, we should have a good blessing. Fulfill your tafkid. Okay, we're not davening. We're davening to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we're saying that we're talking to the Malachim, fulfill your tafkid of giving us our bracha. And therefore it's not really a tefillah to the Malachim. Okay, some take out just the paragraph of Barchuni L'Shalom. Okay, they can greet the Malachim and just not ask them to give us a bracha. We don't ask the Malachim, we only ask a Kaddish Baruch Hu. But those who do say it, there is Yeshuvim amongst the poskim. As Shari Tshuva over here in Sifkan Beis, he somewhat talks about this. He talks about the more controversial, and that's the last paragraph. Say Scha L'Shalom. We're asking the Malachim to leave. We don't want the Malachim to leave. We want them to stay. Says the Shari Tshuva over here, Vayim Machzik Bracha Shekata B'Shem Tosef Shabbos. Shagadol achad machak v'nusach shalom aleichem charu seitzchem l'shalom. V'iskimimo, there is a gadol achad who erased the fourth paragraph of shalom aleichem, seitzchem l'shalom, and it says over the machzik bracha who was masking with him. V'leisa, but the Shari Tshuva does not like it. Da kavana, shebe'esh yatzu yeit seitzchem l'shalom. Whenever the malachim leave, we're giving them, they should have a seitzchem l'shalom. We're not asking him to leave right now. Whenever you're going to leave. We don't know when the Malachim are going to leave. Whenever they're going to leave, we're saying that I'm saying Tzchem L'shalom. Okay, that's what's right over here. Vishayinu Yodet. Say something. Gomer Vomer Ashav. Vein Lichok Davar Shenagu Barov Yisrael. Don't start erasing things. That was the minhag in much of Klai Yisrael. So this minhag of Shalom Aleichem, there are definitely different minhagim. Most of the world says all four paragraphs. There are those who don't say it at all. There are those who erase Borchuni L'shalom and Seizchel L'shalom. Some just erase them. Seizchel L'shalom, there are different minhagim, what you're knowing in your house. Yes, what to rely on is the Seder Gomer. Let's start our Simon now with that introduction. Simon Reis, Simon Beis, says the Mechaber Sibal. You saw their shulchano. You should set your table. V'yatziya amitos, and you should make your beds. V'yatakin kolin inani Shabbos, and you should v'yatakin all the needs for Shabbos. Okay? So that we have a kadeshim. So, aruch masudar b'vohem v'esegnas is an order that should be found, set, and masudar, and orderly, when you come back from shul. It sounds like over here from the Mechaber, and from that Gemara Shabbos, that the Iker HaKfada is, that we come back from shul, it should all be like this. But Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nevin tells us the Iker is that in Knesset Shabbos, when Shabbos comes in already, that the whole house should be ready and the table should be set. We see over here, it's not just the table, the dining room table should be set. By the way, the Chavetz Chaim used to have a minhag that he said it was a skula for different things, that he used to make sure that the table was set already Thursday night. When the children would wake up in the morning, Friday morning, already the table would be set for Shabbos, already so that Shabbos is coming. Okay? The shul, the cheshivas of Shabbos, you're already starting to prepare for Shabbos, you already set the table Thursday night. Now everyone has, I don't think the Chavetz Chaim lived in such a fancy big house either. So some people have fancy houses and a separate dining room, they could go ahead and do this. Sometimes you need the table, for Friday also, so it's not always so practical, but that was something they did. But you see over here, it's not only a din in setting the table, even making your bed, your bedroom, should be set for Shabbos also. The bed should be made. That means in your dormitories also. You should make your bed every Erev Shabbos. Okay? This is a din even for Bachim who don't have their own homes. You should make your room look as good as possible for Shabbos. You should greet the Shabbos Malka like this also. Says the Rama over here, Yishol Yishulchazho Aruch Kol Yom HaShabbos. Your table should be set all Shabbos long. This does not mean you have to have your fancy china, but it means you're supposed to have a tablecloth all Shabbos. That is something that people do not know. People think, when are you going to eat? You put a tablecloth on it. No, you're supposed to have a tablecloth on the table all of Shabbos. We'll come back to this in a minute. V'chein a minute. V'chein l'shanos. That's a minute, and one should not change this minute. Fine. Says the Mishnah Bro over here, Siv Katan Beis. Hamitash Yoshvin Alev. That's what we said before, that also the bed that you're going to be sleeping, not only the couch, if you have a couch blanket, you should put that on, but also your beds should also be made. You see it beferish over here in the Mishnah Berurah. Now, just go back to Mishnah Berurah, see if Cotton Gimel Afra brings down. It talks about other things that you should. It's told the Fanos Kuri Akabish. That means take off the spider webs. If you have other things that don't look nice in the house, you should get you clean. Then Lenako Devei Lefot Shabbos. V'tov Lizar B'skud As Alayla Shal Yizrok Tomer B'ayis Chutz Shulchan. If Ein Darko L'Chavis B'ayis Orjah, you shouldn't throw things on the floor. You should have a clean floor. Kadesh Lo Yinavel At The B'ayis. Your B'ayis should look beautiful for the Shabbos Malka. Okay? Once again, as we see over here from the Ramah, you should have the tablecloth on it all times. Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sal says over here, Dibar Amatzel Kol Yom, he says, Lefachot Yashir Mashu Al HaShulchan K'sheminar Abapo Machlifa. Even when you're changing the tablecloth, even when you're changing the cloth, he says you should still be making to keep something on the table as you're changing. So in my house, what we do, if you're going to be changing the tablecloth, we'll take the second tablecloth first when you're going to change it, put it on the table under the other tablecloth, so when you take off the tablecloth, at least you have something on the table already, and then you spread out the second tablecloth. Okay, you don't have to be crazy about it, but you should always have something on the table at all times. That's what Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin brings down. It's came out beferish over here in the Ramah. Let's move on to Sif Beis over here. Okay, that the Sif Aleph topic is what, how to prepare your house for Shabbos. See, Beis and Gimel, we're not going to get to Gimel today, but Beis starts to get into the halachas of preparing yourself. How you should look honorable, as we said before, you should have shower already before Shabbos. That's like this. Yishtadl shiulo begodim na'im l'Shabbos. You should have nice clothes for Shabbos clothes. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sikon, hey, dichtiv mechid baditov. We have a pasuk in Darshu Chazal. Your malbush that you wear on Shabbos should not be the same as your malbush that you have in Chol. You should have different clothes for Shabbos than you have during the week. Now the Magen Avraham also brings down, you also should not wear your Shabbos clothes during the week. Okay, that the Magen Avraham does bring it down over here in our Simon. The Mishnah Berurah does not mention it. Those who are more makbid, less makbid, especially if someone's going to a simcha, generally don't mean someone doesn't have a separate wedding suit. Okay, they wear the Shabbos suit, which is fine to go ahead and do. But one should try as much as possible not to wear his Shabbos clothes during the week, when it's possible. Okay, Mitosh Leibash B'Shabbos, Mikol Masha Lovash B'Chol, says the Mishnah Berurah, you shouldn't wear anything that you wear during Chol on Shabbos, Afilu Chaluk, it's even your shirt. Okay, so for sure your suit, for sure your pants should be special Shabbos. But over here it says even the chaluk even your shirt. Vim esher latoshi l'gam talis acher l'shabbos, and he says right there that you should even have a special talis for Shabbos, the chuta shani. Okay, he brings down Rav Nissen Karel Zatzal brings down that you should also have, if you had, you can have a special talis kotan for Shabbos. Okay, someone have the one that says l'chavad Shabbos Kodesh. Okay, wonder if you need to do that. I don't know. But if you have a special talis katan for Shabbos, that's what he brings down. Sounds like a talis acher l'Shabbos. Now, Rishon Zalman Dafka was mistopic in this whole din over here of talis acher b'Shabbos. Why? Because the one that sounds like a great thing. You should have a nicer talis on Shabbos. But as Moreno Ravina Rav Nevinson brings down over here, Dibur Maskel talis, he says afkor zel toma al mashenogli talis b'talis no b'Shabbos. He is mitama that people have a nicer talis for Shabbos. Why? Look what he says. Less nice talis for Yom Echol. A nice talis is not a din in Shabbos. It's a din in Tzitzis. Tzitzis is an equal mitzvah during the Chol and Shabbos. So if that means for 6 days you're going to wear a less nice talis, and one day a week you're going to wear a nicer talis. Why don't you make the nicer talis for 6 days and less nice talis on Shabbos? He's mistab, he goes back and forth, and then he leads Sarachim, when you should wear a nicer talis, should be Shabbos or during the week. At the end of the day, it sounds like over here, as long as you have a separate talis, it doesn't have to be the nicer talis, but a separate talis for Shabbos, you mekayim the sin of having a separate talis, for Shabbos according to the Mishnah Berurah. You see the different dina over here. Okay? How many clothes? You have to have different underwear and socks. Okay, there's some posts that you should have different underwear and socks, but that's generally not the one required. The ikar is the outer garments are going to be what is going to be miyuchad for Shabbos. Okay? That is what one should be makbid on. Right. Now, in terms of shoes, you have to have a special Shabbos shoe. So most people, where you guys are, we have different special Shabbos shoes because generally during the week, they wear weekday shoes. Okay? It looks much different. But for those who wear, I don't know, nicer clothes during the week, business people and things like this, they wear what we would call Shabbos shoes during the week also. You have to have a special pair of shoes for Shabbos. So Moreno Rabino of Nevin Soldafka brings down Alpi Kabbalah. If you were asking me, call, he says, Alpi Kabbalah in Eshar, Sarich La'achliv Gamna Laim. Well, Alpi Kabbalah is an Indian also to switch your shoes, even if you wear nice shoes, to have a special pair of shoes, for Shabbos. Okay, we'll end over here with the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha brings down over here very interesting. Bigodi Noyim. He says, "Levishes beged lovin b'Shabbos imechse giura loyasa." If you by wearing beged lovin, you see the what we call the white cloth around here. You see all the people wearing all white on Shabbos. Okay, if that is going to be mechse giura, then it's not going to be done. I guess the old is not mechse giura, and therefore they wear all white on Shabbos. Oh, it says over here, Bailey Rabbi, Viraya Megimara, Drabonin Lovshu, Glime Uchmi b'Shabbos. They used to wear dark colored garments, black on Shabbos. That's what Bailey Rabbi does. But with Basil Rashayad Allah says, Mash Yurza, Lobitne Rabbim, you want to wear white or black, you can do whatever you want inside your house. However, we'll get to that in one second. I want to talk about this. Look at the Uchmi. Black, very interesting. Rav Nevinson brings down from the Yaros Dvash. Uchmi says a yaris dvash kata do maisas sotan. It's a maisas sotan to wear black on Shabbos. The loshim shchori b'Shabbos. The al yizay kali koshel b'ser malabim because it's very easy a black garment. You see very clearly the dust on the black garment, and you're going to come to wipe it off and can be over the iser malabim on Shabbos without getting into the iser malabim right now. You're going to end up cleaning your clothes on Shabbos. Then the day the minhag olam is yes, one could wear black. On Shabbos, you don't have to join the white club. You could be wearing black also on Shabbos. But you see over here, is, or from Mishnah Berurah, Sikkot and Vav. Look inside Sikkot and Vav. He says, Noik v'il chalto, v'afilu imu b'derech levado. Even if he's walking on a path by himself, no one else is around. Or even if you're amongst Goyim, Gam kein yilbash big day Shabbos, you should also wear big day Shabbos. Ki ein amal bushim lichvod aroim, im lichvod the Shabbos. It's not for other people to see your very nice clothes, it's for yourself, it's for covered Shabbos. And therefore, even if you're walking around your house, there's an idiot to wear dafka Shabbos clothes on Shabbos, you don't have to sleep in your Shabbos clothes. But when you're walking around the house, you're learning the house, there's an idiot to wear also Shabbos clothes then, because once again, it's for covered Shabbos, not for covered of other people who are watching what you're going to do. Adkan for today.